JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Back then, there was a galactic federation of planets, which was ruled over by the evil Lord Xenu. Xenu thought his galaxy was overpopulated, and so he rounded up countless aliens from all different planets, and then had those aliens frozen. The frozen alien bodies were loaded onto Xenu's galactic cruisers, which looked like DC-8s, except with rocket engines. The cruisers then took the frozen alien bodies to our planet, Earth, and dumped them into the volcanoes of Hawaii. The aliens were no longer frozen. They were dead. The souls of those aliens, however, lived on and all floated up towards the sky. But the evil Lord Xenu had prepared for this. Xenu didn't want their souls to return, and so he built giant soul catchers in the sky. The souls were taken to a huge soul brainwashing facility, which Xenu had also built on Earth. There, the souls were forced to watch days of brainwashing material, which tricked them into believing a false reality. Xenu then released the alien souls, which roamed the Earth aimlessly in a fog of confusion. At the dawn of man, the souls finally found bodies which they could grab onto. They attached themselves to all mankind, which still to this day causes all our fears, our confusions, and our problems.
Incidentally, that South Park defines Scientology.
Right? Oh, wonderful.
Long way to go.
Xenu. I like the sound of Xenu.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Here we are. Hold on a second. Maybe on this same disc. Maybe some other stuff. Let me just see her.
Want to touch it?
I do.
Yeah, I knew there was some good stuff there.
Holding each other, feeling all over.
Yeah. I'm stupid.
Back then, that was...
Oh, that's the other one we just heard.
It looks huge.
It does?
Hey, you know something?
What?
No, what? I had a dream last night about the Don and Mike Show.
I can't even find out which disc we're on here, for goodness sakes.
Oh, my God. That's hot.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, Radio God.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Oh, good. Hey, Don?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to request a little bit more time to the 8th, if you don't mind. Traffic's bad today.
We'll try to hit it when we come up on the next 8.
Unfortunately, we missed it with the commercials.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We didn't. We weren't able to give you your weather, your fabulous weather forecast. Your local weather forecast on the 8th.
We got it. Don't worry.
Just a little bit longer next time. Thanks.
Okay. You got it.
Louder.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
What up, man?
What up with you? Oh, here we go. I've just found the key for
Dennis.
Oh, Dennis.
I want to give you an update on my marriage.
Okay. Here's Chris Hansen saying, want to touch it?
Want to touch it?
All right. Then
that doesn't sound like Chris Hansen.
Oh, it's the reenactor? Hold on.
Holding each other. Feeling all over.
That's him.
Oh, that's Chris Hansen. There you go. All right. Anyway, are you the guy that called us the other day and was thinking about getting married?
Yeah, I was the retailer.
Right.
Oh, the guy that can get us anything.
Hold on.
Remember?
First off, you never brought all the supplies down we asked you for.
You were supposed to come down with those supplies that very day.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. Yeah, it looked like y'all didn't want to come out there.
No, you weren't here. We go out every break. We would have seen you.
We waited for you.
Well,
you're the guy who said you were going to get married, and we were trying to talk you into putting some time into the relationship, and then you said you could get us anything, and you said you could get – it started – I think you were – what?
This is Dennis, man. I was out there. I was trying to check y'all out that day.
Now, Rob, did you ever get your – how much marijuana did you request?
I remember clearly. I wanted a quart.
That's right.
And didn't we request some other – household items or something like that? Some appliances?
I needed a cat collar with a bell.
Oven cleaner.
No, but I wanted to give you an update on what happened with proposing to my wife.
I'm afraid they don't care about that. They want their good.
Wait a minute. What do you mean proposing to your wife?
What about my brick of tar?
That's why I called. That was the reason why I called.
My brick of tar heroin.
Black tar heroin, right.
Yeah.
The reason why I called you the first time is because I want to ask y'all how – am I supposed to propose to my wife?
Right. Now, well, now, see, what you're saying that's confusing me. How do you propose to your wife? What do you mean, how do you propose to your girlfriend?
Yeah, well, she's my wife now.
So you did propose and it was successful.
I mean, I already proposed. She's not. We haven't been married yet. I understand you from that point.
You're a man that called and said that you are out on the street. You can get anything for anybody at any time, and we gave you a specific list of items, and you did not deliver them.
Yeah, because y'all ain't give me that. Y'all said we're in Rockville. We're in Rockville,
right,
Maryland.
That's where we are.
I went to, like, a station. I waited in the parking lot for y'all.
Didn't see you.
Now, but I'm still confused about the wife situation. You said she's not your wife. Why are you calling her your wife?
Now the list is coming back to me. I wanted an Asian chick, too. Remember, he said he could supply Asian chicks.
Yeah, and he didn't deliver on any of it. What were you saying, sir?
Sorry, what?
I rushed to it. She was my girlfriend. She's now my fiance, soon to be wife.
I see.
Congratulations to her. She's a lucky lady.
How did you propose? How did you do it?
Yeah, so I did what y'all told me. You know what I'm saying?
What did we tell you? I don't remember what we told you.
Grab the bar hair firmly. You know what I'm saying? Grab the bar hair.
Oh, I said that. I used the caveman analogy, right?
Hey, where's our stuff, though? We asked you for it, and I've got new stuff I want to add to the list.
Man, y'all faking. Y'all don't want me to come down there. Man.
Yes, we do.
Not true.
Yes, we do. I need a combination VCR-DVD.
Hello?
Can you get me?
I hear you, man.
Okay, I need a combination VCR-DVD recorder.
That's going to be hard to get, Don.
I would also like as many boxes of Mike and Ike candy as you can get. I also like Lemonheads.
I'm writing all this down real quick.
And as long as you're going to the candy store, Jawbreakers.
Yeah.
But no atomic fireballs. Also, I would like that brick of black tar heroin,
a brick,
and my Asian and the Asian chick
housekeeper.
I can give you a lot of this stuff for free, but stuff like that is going to cost you a couple of dollars. Don and Mike,
that's all right. I make a couple of dollars. Okay, that's my list. Mike, what's yours?
Well, I'm curious if he's saying a couple of dollars with what Don gave you there. How much do you think that'll cost him?
About $1,000.
Don, are you going to pony up? But that's an Asian woman that's going to, like, take care of your house.
All right, let's take the brick of heroin, black tar out.
How much does that knock the price down to if we take out the heroin?
$250.
$250? Yeah. All right, that.
Sure.
All the candy you want is an Asian housekeeper?
It's going to be yours for a while. It's going to be with you for about...
So you're telling me for $750, I could get Mike and Ike's, Lemonheads, Atomic Fireballs, Jawbreakers, and an Asian chick?
$250.
I think he said $250.
Yes. Bring it down. I'll give you a check. I'll go to the ATM. Mike, what do you want?
Like y'all trying to sell
I don't want a lot. I don't require a lot. Yeah. I'd like
you guys sound like y'all trying to set me up with the post.
No, we're not trying to set you up.
I understand. Let me help you out here because, as you know, I am part black.
Mm-hmm.
This man is a street hustler. He's like Freddie Boom Boom Washington on Welcome Back, Kotter. Anything you want, he can get you. That's what he said the other day.
All right, here's the deal, and this is going to be tough because I want you to hold on. Hear me out here. All right, what I would like is Big Poppy's red Mercedes convertible, but I don't want to pay the eBay price for it.
Oh man,
there you go.
That's all I really require. That's the material possession I've been thinking about right now. I think the auction is already closed. You have to get it your way and get it to me.
I like some juice boxes, too.
I mean, that's going to require...
Now you're adding on to your offer again. You're adding on.
I need something to wash the candy down. I like some juice
boxes. Okay, put the juice boxes in the back of the Mercedes convertible.
Only grape, though. Grape juicy juice.
Yeah, you have some funny-ass crackers, man.
I also would like a Filet-O-Fish.
Do all that.
You get all that?
My dad actually is a chef. He can hook y'all up.
Is it Rock? Is it Rock from Hell's Kitchen?
No good.
What?
Don't do what?
No, my dad is Hispanic.
Oh, your dad's Hispanic?
Yeah, I told you I'm the Colombian dude, man. I think y'all remember me a little bit. I'm not.
Oh, that's right. You're not black. You're Colombian.
Yeah.
All right, so really, what could you get us on the streets today?
Today, man.
Yeah.
Right, whatever. Now. I just can't get y'all that outrageous stuff.
The razor stuff.
The outrageous.
Outrageous stuff.
You know, the silly item.
I'm sorry.
All right, what about my VCR-DVD combo?
See, that's going to cost you some money, though.
Oh, sure.
Y'all up off the humble.
Come on, I can go to Costco and buy one for like $75. Can't you get me a hot one?
I mean, if I wanted to, but y'all sound like y'all trying to set me up, though.
No. All right, here's another thing. Do you have any access to a real vintage suit of armor? I'm waiting.
No, I don't actually.
Oh, I knew it. I mean, you're not a man that can get everything.
I mean, I could get you, a lot of other stuff, but just not some outrageous.
Could you get me a collector's item Cheryl Teagues poster? Hello?
Hello?
I'm waiting.
Dennis?
I can't get you that either, sir.
Oh, here I am. You know, you're getting everything Don asks for, and I can't get a Cheryl Teagues poster.
I can't get a goddamn DVD-VCR combo.
I mean...
How many Xboxes can you get me right away?
I get you about two.
I need at least 10, dude.
10.
You get 10?
I need 10 Xboxes.
Xboxes for every room in Wayne Manor.
Wow.
How much would it cost me for 10 Xboxes?
It'll probably be like 200 for like the first five, and then.
You know what I've always really craved, and you might want to throw this in? I'd like a necklace made of human teeth.
Oh, nice. You can get that, right?
Could you do that?
We could punch out some dude's teeth around the corner.
Oh, you don't have to do it that way.
No,
I was
violence.
Thinking you'd go to like a morgue or something.
Can you give me some Crocs?
What kind of Crocs, though? You
got
to specialize.
No, not crack. Crocs. The shoes.
Some Crocs.
Yeah. The shoes.
Hey, check this out.
And I remember something else I asked you for. God damn it, you're a bad messenger. I asked you to get me that Bruce Willis movie that co-stars.
Yeah,
I heard it.
Halle Berry, that's out on DVD. I asked you for that, too.
Hey, I remember that. And then you after I hung up, though, like a couple of minutes later, you asked for a different movie, the 23 movie.
Is there any way, Jim Carrey, I want that one, too, please.
Is there any way you could get me all the back issues of Swank magazine? You remember Swank?
Yeah, Swank.
I don't know if they still print it. Anybody know if they still print it?
You know what I'd like? I'd like some of that Buzz Cola that 7-Eleven had that's not around anymore for the Simpsons movie.
Oh, and now since we're going in that direction, you just jogged me on that one. Billy Beer. I'd like a six-pack of Billy Beer.
Oh, Billy Carter Beer.
Yes. Yeah.
Billy
Beer.
You remember?
I never heard of Billy Beer. Never heard it.
Also, I would like some ecstasy.
Now we're talking.
I would like at least 100 tabs.
Mm-hmm.
Not me, though.
Oh, and I remember what I asked for the other day.
What's that?
I'd like a carton of the brown acid.
That's right.
A carton.
A carton. That's 200.
Also, yeah. I'd like some Pall Mall cigarettes.
But I know if I come with this stuff, though, y'all look at me crazy when I get down there.
Not at all.
You think you could get me a Scrimshaw pipe?
So y'all gonna greet me with open arms?
I would die for some Church's fried chicken.
You know we will.
And if you could drive to New York City, if you could get me some Kennedy fried chicken, goddamn, you're the man.
Church's or Kennedy fried chicken? And you know, since we're on the chicken kick, I mean, take the long way. Go down on the Eastern Shore and bring me some English's fried chicken.
Down on the shore.
Down the shore with English's fried chicken.
Oh, yeah, but my next question was... Where do the white folks go vacation for their honeymoon or something like that?
Where do white folks go?
All white people go to Hawaii for their vacations.
Hawaii?
Yes, that's where all white people go.
That's funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where Hawaii where?
Any of the big islands.
Anywhere. Sure. You know, it's whites only.
The whites only area?
Whites only. Same with Alaska. Alaska and Hawaii are whites only.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
All right, you got it all written down?
Yep.
Well, when can we look for you? And when are you going to get married?
Soon. Y'all want to come through?
Hey, why'd you roll over on Michael Vick? That's not how a friend stands up for another friend.
Come on, man. Help a brother.
Michael Vick, he going to do it.
Come on. Pour some in my hand for 50 cents.
He's going to get through it some way, somehow.
Pour it in my hand for a dime.
You think Mike Vick's going to get through it somehow?
Yeah, somehow. Some way, somehow.
What's your fiance's name?
Lucky.
What's her name?
Yes, what's her name? Don't answer a question with a question.
First name.
I don't want to say her name.
Oh, come on. Tell me her name.
Is it
Velveeta?
Her name's Liliana.
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 Liliana. Beautiful.
Is she a hot Colombian, too?
No, she's actually Bolivian.
Oh, Bolivian. Nice.
Bolivian.
She got a nice butt.
It's nice.
She got a nice turd splitter, a nice log cutter.
It's nice and fat, yeah. Hey, but Mike, well, how's your joint looking like? I heard earlier in the radio that
yes,
your wife is smoking.
She's not my wife, but she's Colombian also.
Peru?
Yes. Yeah.
She's Peruvian.
Hey. Peruvian.
What's her name?
Her name is Carlita.
She has her way with you, doesn't she?
She does all the time.
Carlita's way.
She's fantastic.
Hey, look.
And incidentally, the human teeth necklace I want to get for her.
Fun boys.
What? What talk while we're talking?
What?
You guys are the fun boys.
Oh, and also, I of course, because I do have a girlfriend, I want as much fake Louis Vuitton stuff as you can get me.
That he should be able to get. Yeah, I would
think. But it's got to be the quality fake Louis Vuitton.
He's writing it down.
You know, like I saw that bag in the paper the other day that Beyonce is getting, the one that's $26,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like a copy of that, please.
A knockoff.
And I'd kind of like to get a gross of styrofoam wig heads.
Hey, y'all know that, how can I say this? That black dude that keep calling y'all, where's he from again?
Colombia.
No, the other black
dude. I'm sorry.
He's from the ghetto.
The dude that always tries to sneak in his little ad-libs or whatever up in there.
Right.
Maybe from Oakland, California.
Uh-huh. He's a fag, man. He's a big queer boy.
Oh, here we go. That's all a challenge.
Right. Well, listen, we got to hit a break. Thank you for calling.
All right, man.
Okay, see you with the stuff.
See you soon.
Goodbye, Dennis.
Love y'all.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Life on the street. Crime, drugs, it's no way to live.
Coming back, our review of tanning salons. But first, this is Don and Mike on Westwood One.
Now your local news. All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.